Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is MILF. MILFs.
You know it.
So this term actually originated.
Yeah.
In the year film
1999, honey.
American Pie, thank you.
It wasn't Everyone's in front of me in my research.
Mom, I'd Like to Fuck.
That's very true.
Just a brilliant, truly academic
and it
acronym.
It is so popular now as a search term that it now the genre has their own awards. So it's a genre of pornography in which the actresses are usually aged 30 to 50, which I am offended by because 30 does not mean that you're a mom. And it's central to the narrative is age play dynamic of an older woman and younger lovers. In the UK, the term yummy mummy is used. Oh. And that is disgusting to me.
Yummy mummy.
I hate I hate it.
I have some other fun MILF facts for us.
Yeah.
Research. We're bringing the research. So, according to some information that I found, the MILF is on the rise.
Oh.
As of the last few years. And on Mother's Day in particular, there's a 190% increase in MILF or mom being used as a search term.
You sick fucks.
Yeah. Why, like, a forced brunch, an obligatory day with mother.
I know, you in between.
Makes you want to think about mom's fucking.
Yeah, and just go home and jerk off real quick.
You'd think it would dip that day, or at least I would think it would dip that day.
Here, this is some more fun facts. Pornhub stats 2018 year in review. Visitors aged 35 to 44 most favored the MILF category in 2018, replacing last year's first choice, which was Japanese.
Oh boy. We'll do an episode about that.
I know.
Later.
It was the third most searched term in 2018.
Mm-hmm. I read another article about times when the MILF term spiked.
Okay.
I feel deeply in despair to report that there was a spike between 2007 and 2009. When performer Lisa Ann's parody portrayal of Sarah Palin
was
in the 2008 film Who's Nailin' Palin increased MILF porn sales by 357%.
Lisa Ann.
What do you think the psychology of MILF porn is?
Well, I mean, obviously there's some sort of Oedipal thing
happening. There's a Freudian thing I think we can go to pretty quickly.
Right. So the Oedipus complex, which, you know.
Oh, is this our learned term?
Yeah, this is our learned term. We're going to talk about Oedipus complex. It refers to the child's desire for sexual involvement with the opposite sex parent, particularly a boy's erotic attention to his mother. And for those of you who didn't study theater in college.
Yeah, I feel like this as a term that we're learning was pretty basic.
We're like, we all know who Oedipus was.
But shopping it around, not everyone
remembers
was on the same
Greek
page.
Tragedies.
So maybe it's just a super theater nerdy thing to remember how Oedipus stabbed his own eyes out and had sex with his mom and stuff.
Right. It was a a prophecy, and he fulfilled it by fucking his mom.
I would ask if either of us has any personal experience in the search term category.
Or is it something that you like to watch?
But neither, I don't go for, that's a good, no. That's a better question because yeah. neither of us are mothers.
No.
And though I'm in my 30s, how old are you, Rachel?
I'm 29.
Fuck off.
I've had a lot of sex with people that are in their 40s though.
Mm-hmm. So. I've had a lot of sex with younger men. So
you're uh-oh. On your way.
So I'm on my way. Oh God. Okay, should we do our homepage hoedown?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the section of the show where we read some of what we find on the aggregates. We'll review two separate porns in a moment. But in the meantime, we do just a general search and read off some of the things that we stumble across.
Yeah.
So this is our MILF hoedown. First up, we have Bad MILFs. Busty MILF teaches son how to fuck.
She teaches her own son?
Yes.
Not clear?
Presumably.
Oh, boy.
There's nothing fun to say about that.
I know.
We are eventually going to do an episode about incest, and I don't want to go too far down incest rabbit hole, because it's a dark hole, and I need to be prepared for it.
We're going to go down a lot of dark holes.
Yeah.
We've also looked into a lot of dark holes.
And we will later, later today,
when we review Brandy Love's
dark hole. There's a real dark hole moment in that one.
Her asshole.
Two pump chump, epic MILF. Makes quick work of young punk ... twice.
Oh, spoiler alert.
That is what young punks are good for, frankly. Cuckold twerk for daddy's friends.
Oh. What does that have to do with MILFs?
I don't know, but it came up.
Hmm.
So I kind of think I grabbed it because it was confusing. And I was like, who's...
You know what's weird?
Daughter... What's weird?
There's not a corresponding term for a dad.
There isn't. There's no DILF.
There's no DILF. DILF
like, does nowhere... anything come up when you search DILF porn?
I don't know. I haven't done it.
Which is surprising. Is it on us?
I know it is. We have to do fill this work. That
to be the need.
Yeah. But every single girl says daddy in bed. I'll bet money on it.
I haven't.
Oh.
I've never said daddy.
Wow. Really?
You say daddy in bed like on the regular? And then that's the noise you make after.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean,
for real,
it is
every time.
Predominantly a term girls
but wait,
say
you
in bed.
Specifically with older men or with anyone? Did you say daddy when you were pegging? You shall not be named. We'll get to that later also.
I don't know. I think he called me daddy.
I hope so.
To be fair.
Damn well better have.
Yeah. Wow.
But every time, like, not just with. Older men.
No, I think with everyone, I think maybe I throw the term daddy in there.
Is it always well received?
Yeah. Guys love it.
I've never tried a daddy.
Trust me. Trust me on this one, guys.
I actually have daddy issues, though, so I feel like my dad's a evangelical Christian. Like, I'll just start thinking about that and get...
Daddy. I see.
Enough about me.
Sorry.
Yo mama out there being a thought pocket.
Thought pocket?
I hadn't heard that before. And I'm using it.
Write that one down.
Can we make Thought Pocket a thing? And can I be one?
Yes.
It's degrading to me, but I'm asking for it. I'm taking agency and I'm claiming it as my own term.
What's hilarious is thought is that hoe over there.
Right.
And that so that that hoe over there in pocket. Your pocket?
That hoe over there pocket. I mean, it doesn't quite, the syntax doesn't hold.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great play on Hot Pocket, as
it
we can
is.
See. And to imply that a woman is a pocket is objectifying, and I don't endorse it, but I still want to be called a Thought Pocket. Pog MILF. Is that how you say that?
Pog.
You say
P-A-W-G.
Pog. That one we also know, Fat-Ass White Girl.
Fat-Ass White Girl.
Pog.
Mm-hmm.
Just reminds me of the things that I didn't play with as a child, but that other cooler people collected.
Pog
MILF with big tits is craving for a serious cock.
Not a funny cock.
Every
a serious
time.
Cock. Okay?
There will be no jokes about this cock.
There will be no laughing. There's nothing to laugh about here. It
not
is
a
serious.
Laughing matter. Which is true. I feel like men never want to laugh about their cock, and I always want to laugh about cocks.
Oh, God. Cocks are hilarious.
It's hard. I mean, well, I didn't
well, if anyone
mean
laughed
to do
at
that.
Your vagina. You would be a little
depending
bit
on the circumstance.
Yeah, maybe it said something funny.
I don't exactly. She's very clever. She's a very witty vagina. Pog MILF with big tits is craving for a serious. Every I love how every time the English isn't great in the title of a porn, I feel the need to put on like a German accent.
I appreciate
it. Is craving for a serious cock.
Because one can only assume that they're not American when they write this.
Right, but why do I go German?
I don't know.
Like, I think it's just my favorite accent. Yeah. Did we mention we've done theater? Finally, my wife's a nutty. Let me record us fucking. I think it's auntie, but it was spelled A-N-U-T-Y. I thought I'd just provide it here for us to open up to. Open up for discussion. Finally, my wife's a nutty. Let me record us fucking. A nutty, one word.
My wife's auntie?
One T. I think my wife's auntie. It doesn't make sense any which way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that granny porn then? How old are these people?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember I don't know what the thumbnail was on that one.
I'm sure there's a great thumbnail, but.
I've got two more.
Okay.
Rough Mommy Alice fucks well, teen son's friend.
Fucks well, teen son's friend.
You get the information you need.
Yeah, you do.
All right? Not in no particular order.
Again, I just feel like these people are just fucking typing as fast as they fucking can. This sex fucks well, son's friend.
When you're not turned on and you're uploading your porn. Yeah. The last one, kitchen dry humping.
Oh.
Which I explored a little, and it is what it sounds like.
Is it?
It's just...
Dry humping, let
me be clear. He keeps his clothes on.
Oh, I see.
And
she
just
gets
grinds into her.
Fully nude.
She gets fully nude.
Oh, of course.
So I would say it's a little misleading or honestly, like missed opportunity, but to each their own. All right. Shall we dig into the porns we're going to discuss?
Yeah, let's talk about these. So just a reminder, both of these porns that we're going to talk about, you can find on our website. So you can watch them and then listen to us.
Both
tear them apart.
Debatable. We might only be posting
the good ones,
the ones we want to endorse. But if you do want to watch the porn that we endorse, you can always find it on our website. First porn?
The first porn is I Found Your Mother on Tinder. It's directed by Erica Lust, one of our faves, starring Kendo Ortiz and Zazzle Paradise. Is that right? Or did I have autocorrect?
Your guess is as good as... Oh, on pronunciation?
Yeah.
Zazzle? Zazzle?
No. Is her last name Paradise or did I just have something that autocorrected it to Paradise?
That's what I have.
Okay, cool. So her name is Zazzle Paradise.
Okay. Brief summary of plot.
Yeah.
We open on a wonderful quote. Mm-hmm. I would go... So this is actually part of Erica Lust's ex-confession series where fans and friends write in...
They're
talking about a fantasy?
Yeah,
specifically fantasies, right? Yes, is it ever incidences or is it just fantasies?
I think sometimes
it's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
In this case, I think it's a fantasy.
Yeah.
And it this person wrote in and said, I would go home after doing my homework with Martin and touch myself all night thinking about his mother. Mm. She looked like an empress. At the handle, once a horny kid. Cute. And then the basic plot is... A young man with a skateboard enters an Italian apartment. I had to give him a prop.
I know. I had to be like, he's a kid.
Yes.
He's got a punky skateboard. He's not the same age as her.
He has a meticulous mustache. Yeah. He must be a child.
Yeah.
And then basically she pulls a loaf out of the oven.
Yeah, she gives him some
touch
tea.
Of innuendo there. Yeah. She feeds and drinks him. Mm-hmm. She feeds and provides him with beverages.
Oh, like a good mother should.
Cut to her in a lingerie bodysuit.
Yeah.
And they're
they're
leading up to going. They're in the foreplay stage and then they get down.
Yeah.
So pretty basic plot here. I was initially like, wait, but you said you found my mother on Tinder. Like, where was Tinder? Because it just opens with her being like, hi, would you like something to eat?
He just shows up.
By the way, it's not in English.
I appreciate that they didn't show any of the background stuff, though. You know, they got right to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
The
title is I Found Your Mother on Tinder. So, like, obviously we knew.
They do
what
come
happened.
Back to it at the end.
Yes, they do.
Like, he pulls out his phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, right. That he just came over because they found each other on Tinder. So there was no need to discuss what was going to happen.
Right.
Except for that he was bewildered and she also needed to feed him because she is a mother after all.
Mother.
An Italian one? Spanish.
Spanish.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you know that if you pressed closed captioning, it would.
Yes.
You could read it.
I mean, yes.
Okay, thank
after
God.
After I watched it the first time,
okay,
I figured that out.
Yeah,
but I actually like to watch a porn
In a different language.
In a different language.
Right, because sometimes the dialogue is fucking terrible.
Yeah, in the case of Erica Less, it's usually okay. Yeah. Sometimes with her stuff, it can be a little cheeky. Well, I like cheeky.
Yeah.
But in her, sometimes Erica Less films are a little like poetic or artsier than I need my porn to be. So sometimes I'm like, I could do without this dialogue. It's fine. But this one I just liked because it was so, like their exchange was so, I don't know, in my mind it was beautiful and romantic and to the point.
Right,
but not actually romantic, just like, should we fuck now? But sounds better in Spanish.
Yeah. Please, let me feed you.
I like how you said have some cake and I said should we fuck now? And those meant the same
thing. I'm
very
food motivated.
As am I, quite frankly. So what'd you think? Like,
I liked it.
Pros, cons?
Pros, I mean, I loved, again, that it was like, I like Erica Less because everything feels very European.
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh, this is like,
it's always in a somebody's beautiful, gorgeous apartment.
Beautiful apartment. She has lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I like that she looked like a real person, you know? She had some...
she looked like an empress.
She looked
but
like
also
an empress.
Like a real person.
Yeah, like, I, you know... Something happens to people after the age of like 40. And, you know, if we're going to watch a porn about these people, like.
She didn't have a crazy boob job.
No.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Her boobs weren't scary. She had, you know, a soft body.
Mm-hmm.
She still looked great.
Mm-hmm.
She still was very nimble, you know?
Super flexible.
Yeah.
I don't love this. I don't love the dude.
I don't
His
like
look
either.
Just isn't my thing.
He's really scrawny.
But I did buy. Their dynamic, like, I don't know if you caught over the course of the porn that, so he starts going down on her.
Yeah.
And she's into it.
Yeah.
I can't say that it's like, it doesn't not look like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But later he does it again and she's more instructive.
Yeah. Right. Which also, is, I think, the appeal of MILFs, you know, is that they're like sexually experienced
like,
and, you know, they know what they want.
Yeah, it felt like a truthful
want.
Dynamic. Right. You're like, yeah, she's going to tell this kid what to do.
Uh-huh.
Also, a vibrator came out.
I know. She pulled out. It looked like lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
She like, pulled out a lipstick vibrator.
Yeah, and it was
That
a
is what
vibrator.
We call those, right? That you
I guess.
Just carry in your purse.
I was just like, what is she doing with this lipstick?
You're so trusting.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
I saw that vibrator coming a mile away.
You did. All right. Sorry. In my world,
nobody had come yet. So I was like, if she's going in her purse.
You know, 10 inches long and have to get plugged into the wall. So
right.
That's
yes.
just my world.
What else did you like about it?
I liked that he was like obviously very good with his fingers in his mouth, you know, and he was very attentive. To her.
Wait, say more about what you mean about very good with fingers in his mouth.
Sorry,
meaning
his fingers and his mouth.
Oh, got
you know
it.
What I, mean?
I was like
it wasn't just his dick. You know,
I just love a man who holds his fingers in his
in
own
his
mouth.
Mouth
the
he
whole
sucks on
time.
His fingers.
I got
He's
you
a baby
now.
Boy.
Yeah.
He's sucking on his thumb because his mom.
I'm almost surprised we didn't find that porn to review today.
I know.
Given our standard fare.
I know.
Yeah, well, like I said, like he sort of started in a place and it got better.
Yeah.
And I liked how she got more instructive and it was a sort of dominant relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, he's tiny, but he's got a tight little body.
Yeah, he does. Nimble.
And well enough dick.
Yeah.
We'll say.
There's a lot of doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
Which, not my favorite.
Really?
You know, no, not
really. I love doggy style porn.
Okay. All right.
Is that weird? Does it make me weird?
No, not at all. I like...
Say it to my face, Rachel.
I did glance away from you. I didn't want to look you in the eye when I said that. No, not at all. I mean, I prefer to watch that over, like, what a lot of mainstream porn is, which is just, like, holes.
Wait, what?
Like, literally just, like, zoomed in of, like, a dick going into a hole. You know what I mean?
Oh, you'd prefer to watch doggy style?
Or just, like,
over
you know, like,
watching
zoomed
just
out, like, a wide shot. Like, I prefer that because a lot of feminist porn is, like, you know, wide shots. It's not, like, zoomed in, like, medical, like, literally just, like, friction of, like,
yeah, you're just looking at an extreme close-up of
someone's
butthole being entered
by
exactly. someone's member.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like doggy style. I have to confess, I like I like when a woman gets a good bang.
Yeah.
I can't say that the doggy style in this was particularly, like, standout, but I do like doggy style, so I was... Happy to go there.
Yeah.
Speaking of doggy style, well, there was a dog in it.
Was there a dog?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
There was there was like one shot of the dog when they're still in the kitchen, and then at the end, it cuts back just to a dog in a bow tie, sitting very well behaved, not cock blocking mom at all, which is to say, like, very well behaved little dog, because sometimes little dogs cock block. I don't know if you knew that, but it's a dominance or possessive thing. We don't have to go into it.
Okay, I did. You know what I liked? I liked that at the end, he goes, "Did you like it?" And she said, "Of course, honey."
Then she patted him on the top of his head, gave him his lunchbox, and sent him on his way.
But she did. Like, then they then they fucked again. Like, he finishes. And then he was like, "Did you like it?" And she's like, "Of course, honey." And then they fuck again all over the house, which I liked. There was, like, a succession of shots.
I loved that. Yeah, I love an Erica Lust, like, montage.
Yeah.
They're like, fucking, 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 fucking.
Yes! I loved it.
I do love that in the structure of a porn, too. Because if I'm honest, like, that's when I'll come. If I'm jilling off to a porn, like, if there's a sequence of, like, Everett's sort of furious and crazy, I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go too. So you just learned a lot about me,
right?
And how I watch porn.
Yeah. And then she gives him the rest of the cake.
Yes. She's like, she wraps it up.
Yeah. She's like, no.
When I said she gives him his lunchbox, that was barely hyperbole. She wraps that log up in foil.
Yeah.
And sends him home. And then he gets on his phone and he's like, "I fucked your mom."
Yeah. And she says, "Say hi to my son."
Yes. That was what was worth.
Yeah.
That's actually why I looked to see if there was closed captioning or subtitles. Because I was like, what did she say? It was like the end of Lost in Translation. And I was like, what did she say to him to send him on his way?
Yeah.
Say hello to my son. Which honestly is a little bit of weird phrasing. Like, you'd be like, say hello to Dave or whatever your son's name is. Not like, say hello to my son.
I know. We just wanted to hammer the point. We wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But she was a mother.
Yes.
Because she was probably 50. So we just had to be clear that.
How old do we think he was in this? I feel like he was playing younger than he was. And that guy's like 24 or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it was supposed to be like he was like 19 or something.
Yeah, yeah. 17.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a skateboard.
Dangerous.
So
illegal.
If you're taboo. If you're over the age of 17, you have a skateboard. Look at yourself.
Take a look at your life.
Take a good hard look at yourself.
Any other thoughts on I Found Your Mom on your mother on Tinder?
Your mother. I don't know. I mean, I liked it. It was a great porn, you know? Mm-hmm. I liked that it was real looking people.
Mm-hmm. High production value.
Yeah. Oh, there was a moment that I really loved. Actually, I now thinking back on it, I don't know if it was supposed to be her wedding ring, but like there was a shot that was like very like, I was like, this is art, where she's like clutching the bed sheets and like the camera's like zoomed in on her hand and you see a ring on her finger.
Oh yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did, now that you mention it.
I don't know if it was supposed to be like a wedding ring, but if it was.
A little mystery.
That's hot.
I love a little mystery in my porns.
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall.
Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right.
Great film.
Busty blonde mom.
Oh, here we
Brandy
go.
Brandy Love. Suck here and fuck. Here we
go. So I picked this one because Brandy Love is one of the biggest MILFs in the porn industry. She's like the eighth most searched porn star on Pornhub right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So people love this MILF.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to look for a good old classic MILF storyline with also, a very popular MILF.
Rachel, be honest. Hmm. You're from Michigan.
And she's a Michigan.
And she has
there's just something such a about Midwestern, her Midwestern accent that just like made me
she's
feel
so Midwestern.
Safe.
Reassured. Yeah. Basic plot is mom marches in, followed by Eric.
Right.
We learn No, Eric's the son. Okay. We never learn his name, do we?
We don't know his son. No.
But she comes in and she's in a huff.
She's mad. She's pissed about something.
There's some really choice dialogue here. Just have a seat. I am just beside myself.
She's upset that her son has gone off or something.
He's
not
left.
Clear. He's
for
left.
Something. It's and loose background.
Just like her husband did. And she's yelling and he's like, I don't know, Eric just like told me to come over and like help you with some things. And she's like, we'll get to that in a second. I'm going to tell you about why I'm pissed. And while I was watching this, I was like, I think Brandy Love wants to be an actress. She's really, really committing to this.
She's doing it.
She's really trying here.
Do you think a lot of porn stars slash performers want to be mainstream actors? I mean, some Maybe. Have crossed over.
Yeah.
And there seems to be a desire there once they reach a certain threshold. But is it like a dreams of like a childhood dream to be an actor? We'll never know until we get Brandy Love on the show.
Yeah.
Other choice dialogue?
There's a lot.
I feel like I should give a big one to you, Rachel, because you pointed out to me before I even watched it. But I'm going to get my good years started now.
And she goes, I'm going to make a to-do list.
I'm going to start a to-do list.
And you know, the first thing I want to do is you. And then I was sold.
You can't pay for writing like that. Yeah.
I was like, I'm watching this porn.
Yeah. And then there's a brief moment of hesitation from
where he's like, whoa.
Dude, bro.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, his name is Bill Bailey. The porn star's name is Bill
Bailey. Oh, his name is Bill Bailey. Good to know.
He's like, I can't do this. You're my friend's mom. And she's like, no, honey. We're doing it.
You don't want all of this?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. You're
with
hot
her,
as hell.
With her.
Anyway, we don't have to like with fully reenact the dialogue.
Belt that she's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciated the
really
length
classic,
they went.
Like, I would call that Walmart denim.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Some low-rise jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Visible pink bra straps.
Uh-huh.
She nice really, they top. Really went with like the, like the chunky sterling silver jewelry.
Yes.
In my head, it was like Brighton Jewelry, which is where all moms shop.
So, in Michigan?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know there about Brighton jewelry.
Oh, there is a Brighton in the Detroit Metro Airport. That's how much Michigan mothers shop there.
Our producer is pumping her fists and nodding enthusiastically.
Yes.
At the mention of Brighton jewelry.
It is so a popular go. In the Midwest.
Gotta make a stop.
Yeah.
So first thing that happens is a slurpy derpy blowjob.
Oh, this woman loves to make a lot of noise when she goes home.
Oh my God, this fucking blowjob.
Like,
it rivals the grapefruit
what?
BJ.
Yeah,
you know which one I'm talking
yes,
about, right?
Yes.
It is as slurpy. And
I've never
genuinely
made that much noise.
I have
that.
A real
Should
question.
Should I be making that much sound?
You know, every time I watch a blowjob, like a mainstream porn blowjob,
yeah.
I ask myself that. I'm like, am I fucking doing it wrong?
Because I should be like
I'm
rattling
not
the walls.
Spitting on your dick every 5 seconds and then slurpy derping.
Yeah.
And just, the other thing, I have a real question, like, where do they put the microphones in porn?
Yes.
Because
how do they get this sound?
Like, it's right there. Like, it's clearly a lav.
Yeah.
Like, is it like
I want to know in their
tucked
hair?
Behind her ear and her hair? Is it like under the bed?
Yeah.
But it's very close.
Or there's a boom operator.
I mean, you would think it's a boom operator, but it just sounds so close.
I don't know.
It's so.
I feel bad for that boom guy. His arms must hurt.
Mm-hmm. So, first blowjob.
Yeah.
then fuck from behind. Does he go down on her? He does go down on her.
Does he?
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does.
You're right.
He does.
Which I was like, okay, great. Not something you see in a lot of mainstream porn, you know? They don't
you
really
do
ever
more
go
and
down.
More, I think.
They don't really go down on
if we
women.
Have anything
it's
to say
usually
about it.
Blow job first. You know what I mean? Like step one is a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky if
pretty
your
classically.
Vagina gets touched.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky.
Her vagina, I don't think, was touched much in this.
It
aside
wasn't.
Aside from
clit. I think
the
I wrote
head,
that
the
like
brief head
three times. I was like, why is no one why is no one touching her clit? She's mm-hmm. not even doing it. I think she touched it like two times. But then I was like, again, with that French tip, you know, acrylic manicure, how is she going to get anything done without stabbing his penis?
Maybe she has a vibrator in her purse.
Maybe. As we all know, MILFs love to carry a vibrator around.
She did have a line I wrote down that is, I so deserve this. You know, this is how we know Brandy Love wants to be an actor, because she is committed to the objective.
Mm-hmm.
She
has not lost her character.
She is carrying through her reason for fucking Billy Bob. What's his name?
Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey.
His name could be fucking Billy Bob.
She also says, I'm feeling, oh God, this is so important. She says, I'm feeling better already.
Yeah.
In the midst of a blowjob. This is before, A, like nothing has touched her vagina.
How are you feeling better?
Nothing has happened to her. And she's saying, I'm feeling better already. Mid-blowjob.
In between going...
Very important detail.
Mm-hmm.
Pixelated dissolve.
Oh, yes.
The person who edited this video made the bold choice in the cuts, instead of just jump cutting.
Nope.
No.
There's some pixelation.
Not a crossfade. We have fat pixels. These are like...
I mean, this was made in
who
iMovie.
Who knows what res this is?
Yes. This was made in iMovie.
But a pixel square that makes up... Who knows? A tenth of the whole screen. These are very fat squares. Dissolve. It really brings back 1995 for me. Did we have computers in 1995? If we did, this is the kind of dissolve we're looking at.
Did you make this porn on your computer in 1995?
Rachel. I'm trying to get some hits on my shit.
God. I have to say, I was very uncomfortable with how her fake boobs looked when she was in doggy style.
Yeah, she's this is a thing behind. You see. I don't know what the mechanics. I don't know if the skin latches
like
onto the boob. Yeah, it looks like the tissue
is
being
separated from the implant, and so it just looks
when she's bent over, it looks like a lumpy bag of sand.
Yeah, because of gravity. You know what I mean? Like it just.
But it's also that it's lumpy. Like an actual real breast responding to gravity.
Right.
You know, sometimes you get that
right.
What do you call this? You get a droopy, you get a thin droopy
torpedo
shape situation. But in this case, it's like
a torpedo shape, and then
it's such a solid entity.
A balloon.
Yes. But
it's two shapes happening, and it looked painful.
Yes, but it's like a water balloon like made of sand that someone's punched dents into.
Yeah, it looks really bad.
It's really painful looking. So he's fucking her from behind.
Yeah.
Rachel and I are very concerned about
her boobs.
Her bags of sand.
Yeah.
And then classic, I mean, this happens to me all the time when I'm fucking, where the guy turns my ass to camera and opens my asshole up
spreads.
Just so everybody watching can see right inside. This is the dark hole that we referred to
earlier
on in the episode for anyone keeping track. We get a good shot right up her asshole and in her cuffs. And then he goes back to
fucking her
from behind. Oh, he does, very important, he does a little quick dick wobble.
Yeah.
Like where
what
he like taps
move?
And like wobbles.
And just kind of like shimmies his penis like on her.
Yeah,
pussy.
There has to be a name for whatever that is. But
it's called cooling off your penis.
Yes, exactly. Like
it's getting a little too hot. He's got to
My theory is that, I mean, the only reason to do this is because you're going to come too soon. I mean, you wouldn't think that would be a problem in
porn.
A porn environment because it's so, I feel like it's harder to come because it's so strange and you do so much fucking all day if you're have any kind of career traction, which Bill Bailey probably has, even though I don't know his name. But the only times that's happened to me in real life, I've been like, nice way to take a
cool
little break to cool off.
Yeah. I was very distracted by his waxed penis.
It was waxed?
I mean, there was no body
hair
on him.
There was no stubble on him.
Yeah.
I guess the difference between wax and shaving is that you can't even see stubble.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't really that close on his dick to see stubble. But anyways, I just don't like, I want some body hair.
I do too.
I like body hair.
If I'm honest.
Look like a natural person.
A totally naked dick. It's not my thing. Yeah. I get it. I appreciate that you're grooming.
Right.
But it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
To me. Because I know that you grow that hair.
Yeah. Why? And now I have to think about when you waxed it. There's like a 12-year-old vibe. And the person who had to wax it for you and like what that was like. It was probably traumatizing for everyone.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And then we have some pretty impressive reverse cowgirl.
Oh, yeah.
We have her holding a squat for a long time. And
which I was
an exchange of
with.
Her fucking on top and him fucking her from below while she holds
the
squat.
In a squat. Yeah. Athletic. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is athleticism.
Mm-hmm. It's a hard thing to do, gentlemen. It is. So if we're on top and we're really doing anything.
Right. Especially if it has anything to do with thigh or calf strength.
Yes.
It is. It's hard to maintain.
It's hard to do quickly.
Yeah.
You know? So just be. Props to Brady Love.
Yeah.
For being committed to her profession.
I mean, she's fucking fit.
Demonstrating
fit
athleticism.
Mother.
She does have a very fit body.
She's got a great body.
Crazy abs, which you get a great shot of when uh-huh. she's doing the reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
At one point, she says, yeah, watch that big cock.
I
think she's talking to us.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think she's looking at Billy Bob when she says that.
Bailey.
I refuse. I refuse to learn his name.
I don't care. It's not important.
But she tells someone to watch that big cock.
At one point, she also shouts, oh, it's growing.
Yes, I wrote that down too. And my question was she referring to her orgasm
or
to his dick?
It's I don't growing. Know.
Do you say that every time you have sex?
I don't.
Rachel or
no,
just
don't.
Daddy?
Just
well,
Daddy.
I got
Daddy,
some new
growing.
Zingers for you to throw in there. And then the final, our finisher.
Oh, God.
She says, there's some really great, the videography should be acknowledged here.
Yes.
In that.
They zoom in.
First he's fucking her. Mm-hmm. He's getting close.
Yeah.
She knows he's getting close. She mm-hmm. says some other things about like, oh, yeah, you fuck yeah. So mm-hmm. who knows?
Yeah.
And then they pan like right up close up to her face.
Yeah.
And she says, I'll get them back all over my face. And there's a cum shot in
her mouth,
her face. I always admire mm-hmm. when mainstream porn performers discreetly protect their eyes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When the girl takes it and she's like smiling and she's like, oh,
mouth open.
And you can see her like just barely
squint.
Closing her eyes.
Yeah.
Whoop. Every once in a while, there'll be like a graceful, like, whoop, just get that out of the danger zone. But. Commitment. Brandy Love is committed.
I know. So listen, she doesn't get to be the eighth most popular porn star. You know,
for nothing.
For fucking nothing.
Just for not keeping her eyes
right.
open when jizz is flying at
I
her.
No, she's
method.
Professional. Yeah.
Is that method?
I don't know.
Oh,
anyways,
God.
It was a professive.
Professive?
Impressive. I don't know. It was impressive. It was an impressive performance, is what I was going to say.
Woof. So. I think that wraps up Brady Love. Anything else to say about that particular porn?
Not really. Or MILFs in general.
Gotta find that wardrobe person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank them for the Brighton
Jewelry.
Gotta
go to Brighton Jewelry.
Yeah.
Are either of these porns
something
making
that
it into your spank bank?
I'm going to say.
What spank bank would you give them?
I'm going to say.
Out of how many spanks would you bank?
I'm going to pass on both of these porns. Neither of them are going to my spank bank because. I am not a fan of MILFs. The only MILF that I would like to fuck is Gillian Anderson. And if she hears this, call me.
And we're sorry.
What about you?
I don't think either of these are making my main.
Right. Because you don't like older women?
No. I
ageist.
Support your...
I just
your ageist. You didn't put in your bag either.
Yeah, but
no,
I did hit on Gillian Anderson.
I enjoyed moments.
Yes.
Of Found Your Mom.
On Tinder.
Me too. On Tinder.
I did enjoy
the
if
from
I had
behind
to pick,
fucking. I like the doggy style times.
Yeah. And the dog.
But it wasn't enough. And I did, and the montage.
Yeah.
And the dog.
Yeah. If I have to pick
there
out
were parts
of the two
that I enjoyed.
To go into my spank bank or to give them some spanks out of my bank, I would give Found Your Mother on Tinder 3 spanks out of a possible 5.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I'm the same. I think I would give a 3 out of a possible
and
5.
Brandy Love. We'll get 1 spank just because I was impressed with her athleticism.
I'll give her 2.
And her
I'll give her 1. If we gave mother... I'm doing 1.5 spanks.
Okay, for Brandy Love.
Like, what does that rating system mean, though? Is like how many times I'm masturbating to it?
I don't know. I just came up with it.
I know. We just have to keep learning as we go. Yeah, maybe one. Maybe a spank.
Yeah.
For Brandy. For dedication.
Brandy, you get a spank.
For commitment.
All right, guys. That's just a reminder. Episode. You can watch these on our website. Links mm-hmm. to the vids.
And if you liked the show, go to the internet. I hear of it. Go on whatever podcast platform you use. You know, maybe it's iTunes podcast, Apple podcast, whatever.
Spotify.
And rate us 5 stars. And if you do that and you want to leave a porn name or a suggested search term, we'll read our favorites and or we'll use your suggested search term as a topic for an episode. If you didn't like the show, don't rate it. Just
fuck off.
Just don't bother. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good for women.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.